My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Sitting now in a chair that makes zero noise. How's that? Man, this is like different. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. I am your chief geek in charge. My name is Michael Kroos. And what am I here to talk to you about today? Well, golly gee, I can think of nothing more important to talk to you today about, you know, than root exudates. Yeah. Plant root exudates. What is that? Well, I didn't know what that was. I kind of knew, but I didn't really know at all. I'm just, you know, I get about, 100 press releases a week. They used to come in the mail. Used to get a lot of mail. And now they come in email, and I delete 90. I never look at most of them, but this one just kind of looked interesting. Now, I'm sure they wanted me to have a guest on because I'm sure that there's a product that's involved in this. I'm not going to have a guest on. I'm not going to push their product, but I will try. I'm going to read the press release to you, and we shall discuss this because there is something to learn. There is exciting things that could possibly be happening here. Okay, plant root exudates have a massive impact on the aggregate formulation, says, oh, wait a minute, hold on. I'm starting in the middle of this thing. Okay, pretend I didn't even do this. I don't edit. We're just moving on. As the growing season progresses, you might not have noticed much about what's happening to the plant under the soil. I do. I've always talked about the soil, but back to this. Most of us pay attention to the new shoots, the stems, the leaves, and eventually the flowers and the crop that we intend to grow. We might think of roots as necessary, but uninteresting. I have never thought of roots as being necessary but uninteresting. I have been fascinated with roots for years. But anyway, back to this. Paul Hallett and his team disagree. They focus on what's going on in the soil and with the plant's roots. Who is Paul Hallett? Let me see if I can figure out who Paul Hallett is. Doesn't say who he is. Okay, but he is with somebody called Crop Science Society of America, or the Soil Science Society of America, or the American Society of Agronomy. I don't know. I got the, who did I get this news release from? From a lady with the science, Soil Science Society of America. That's who I got the news release from. So let's get back to this. So Paul Hallett is a big guy with them, but him and his team disagree. They focus on what's going on in the soil and the plant's roots. The zone of soil that surrounds the plant roots is called the rhizosphere. It's a combination of the Latin word root and area, and it's a busy location for important but hidden crop production processes. Well, I've been saying that on the show for years. But anyway, back to this. In the rhizosphere, plants make a variety of chemical compounds called exudates. Hallett and fellow researchers at the University of Aberdeen looked to the effects of exudates have on plants and the surrounding soil community. Their unique work takes a small-scale measurements near the surface of the roots. The properties here can be very difficult from the or the properties here can be very different from the rest of the soil. Well, yes, Dingy, there's plant life there, and there's natural nutrients that fall from the trees and from the environment, and birds dying and birds pooping and dogs pooping and people, you know. Anyway, roots continuously secrete chemicals into the soil and as a way to liberate the nutrients they are attached to that are attached to the soil particles, says Hallett. In human digestion, the stomach secretes gastric juices to help break up the food. Exudates are the plant's equivalent of gastric juices. Well, this is as exciting as I don't know what, but let us continue. Hallett describes exudates' chemical composition as a veritable cocktail or a buffet of resources for anything in the rhizosphere. In addition to helping plants produce nutrients, exudates are food sources for the microbes that are important for the part of the soil. Okay. Exudates also have an important role in holding soil together. Roots and fungi live in the soil, and they hold together large clumps of soil. But exudates work on a micro level, like glue. They hold together soil particles in important mechanical networks. Soil scientists call these soil networks aggregates. Okay. Are you still with me? Has anybody, like, pushed the button yet? If you haven't, this is exciting. Whereas the binding effects of roots and fungal networks are usually long-term, exudates influence on the soil, and it can be fleeting. Root exudates won't last in their original form for long in the soil as they get consumed and transformed by microbes, says Hallett. This process can completely destroy the exudate or create even better compounds for binding soil particles. Plant root exudates have a massive impact on the aggregate formulation, says Hallett. I'm ready to, like, take a nap right now, but we'll continue. They go through a number of ways, including acting like glues or changing how quickly the rhizosphere wets up and dries with rainfall and evaporation. Hallett's team researched the effects on exudates on different types of soil. They researched environments from sandy loam soil, like we have here in Florida, soil texture versus clay loam texture. This is important because chemical reaction between the exudates and the soil particles vary with soil type. They also researched various plant exudates from barley and corn. They found that barley's exudates increased how well soil particles are bound together, but not as much as corn. Well, gosh, I'm so glad I know this. They also found out while barley exudates didn't impact soil water repellency, corn exudates did. Good. Why is all of this important? I got to skip ahead to the important stuff. Future research for Hallett's team will include looking at exudate production along plant roots. They also look at the age of the roots and whether younger roots produce exudates with different soil holding and water absorbing qualities. Oh, let's see. There's a link to read more of the research in the Vadose Zone Journal. Funding for this project came from Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council. Well, isn't all of that rather exciting? So what they're saying, in a nutshell, and I could have said this a lot quicker, but I didn't. What they're saying, in a nutshell, is that that level of soil that is in the root zone is very important. And it is very important. You know, growing plants is not about, you know, the plant. It's about the soil. I remember Garth Craig, one of my early mentors, told me, he said, Michael, he talked like that. He go, Michael, it's not the fertilizer, it's the soil. You treat the soil well, you're going to have great plants. He's an old North Carolina farmer, you know, and he knew this stuff. You treat the soil well. So how do you get these exudates to work better for you? Well, I'm betting that, you know, there's products out there. As a matter of fact, I hear of a lot of products out there. I had a guy come on the show years ago that was developing products that had microbes and all kinds of stuff that would get into the soil and do all kinds of wonderful things to the soil. Well, this is the first research where I have read that the actual plant itself, the roots of the plant, actually secrete this little thing that changes the soil. I find that fascinating. But how do we get the plants to produce more of these exudate thingies, whatever they are? That seems like, you know, promising research. I hope to read more about it. But what I do know is that if you concentrate on the soil, you're going to have better plants. When you're planting a plant, you know, my old buddy Stan DeFreitas used to say, I want a $10 hole for my $2 plant. And, when you dig a hole to plant a plant, you want to make sure that the soil that you're putting in there for that plant is rich in all kinds of natural nutrients. You can also add nutrients. You can add peat. You can add perlite. You can add all kinds of things, manure, all of this stuff to the soil that is going to help the plants. And that's what we want to do. This is why I'm a biggie now. My new favorite fertilizer is milorganite because, it is now totally natural, but it's actually, it can't be called 100% organic anymore, even though it is 100% organic. But because of some differences in the sewage in Milwaukee, they cannot refer to it as being 100% organic, but it is. But I like that because it actually works to condition the soil. Did you learn anything? Was this the most boring segment I've ever done? I think it is. You're listening to Ask the Doctor.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Greece's cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
This week, I get emails about engines for mowers and that sort of thing. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I'm the chief geek in charge here. And people want to know if I think Honda engines are the best. Why do people? I got two emails on that this week. I love Honda engines. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine just bought a new mower, and it came with a Honda engine, and he loves it, and it is powerful. It is, oh, man, it is, like, really nice. It's got an electric start, and so there's no pulling the rope. He just pushes the little electric start, and Honda engines are great. I have to tell you, professionally, I have used, when I would ever buy spray equipment, for instance, with pumps, I always bought, for years, I bought Honda. Now, that's not where I started. The company I started in this business with always bought Briggs & Stratton. I thought they were buying Briggs & Stratton motors because they were cheap. And, you know, the guy that I worked for was cheap. And, you know, this other guy that I worked for had a large lawn maintenance business, and he always bought mowers with Briggs & Stratton motors on them. And I figured because they were cheap. Well, when I eventually got into business, I said, no, 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 man. You know, because I see these other people with Honda engines. I said, I'm going Honda all the way. Dependability. They run forever. They last forever. They're just like really good stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I said, that's what I'm going to do. And so I bought Honda engines. And they cost more. They cost a bunch more, as a matter of fact, than a Briggs Stratton. I eventually, and not terribly long, it didn't take me long to get educated as to why Briggs and Stratton are the better deal. And my friend who just bought the mower with the Honda engine with the electric start is going to get that same education that I got many years ago when I switched back to Briggs and Stratton for everything. Okay, the Murray mower I have sitting out in my garage right now has a Briggs & Stratton motor on it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And I tell you what, I could stand up right now, I could walk out there, and I could prime that little mower, and I could start it up with my pull, and on the first pull, it will start with a Briggs & Stratton motor. And, you know, now my friend has got the electric start. It's going to start right up with the Honda. Here's what I learned. I had a spray truck that, you know, sprayed fertilizer and insecticide with, and I had, you know, the very best pump. I only used John Beam pumps, but I said, okay, got these Honda motors with the electric start on them. Off we went. The Honda motors cost almost twice as much as a Briggs & Stratton. Maybe even it did cost twice as much. It's been many, many years. But I had those on all of the trucks, Honda, all the way. Everything was wonderful. Everything was swimmingly until about 2 years in. And on the main truck, one day, the electric start did not work. It absolutely just did not work. So I said, we got to get this fixed. You know, got to get this fixed now. Well, in the meantime, I was able to pull things around to where I could wrap a rope around the thing and pull it to start. But the electric starter had to be replaced because you had to climb up on the truck in order to use that rope from just the way it was all positioned. It took forever. I mean, it was a big thing to go up and do that. So I go down to the Honda Motor place and I said, I need a new, and I was going to have our guy put it on. I said, I need a new electric start thingy for the Honda motor. The new electric start thingy for the Honda motor cost approximately $100 less than the whole motor with the electric start on it. In other words, it would have been smarter just to buy a new Honda mower or motor. It would have been cheaper enough, you know, they're more efficient to buy a new system and slap it on there. And I don't know, something about it just thought, and I'm talking to the guy, and this was at Dunedin Lawnmower, as a matter of fact, is where I went to buy this motor. And the guy that owned Dunedin Lawnmower Repair told me, he said, listen, he said, you really want to just go with Briggs & Stratton. You're going to pay $400 less for the Briggs & Stratton motor. And I said, yeah, but, you know, Briggs & Stratton, he's, no, they're very dependable. He says, there's two different types of Briggs & Stratton. There's those with the aluminum head and those with the steel head. If you make sure that you only buy with the steel head, it will last just as long as a Honda. And it's cheaper to fix when things break down. And about that same time, not long after that, you know, I made the decision then. I just bought a new Briggs & Stratton motor with an electric starter on it. And, you know, we slapped it on the spray truck and it was gone. The other truck that had a Honda motor on it about, I don't know, a month later, needed a new fuel pump. The new fuel pump was the exact same cost as replacing the whole motor with a Briggs & Stratton. Guess what I did? I replaced the whole thing with a Briggs & Stratton. Now, I have a friend who now has a very large lawn maintenance business. All he uses on his mowers are Briggs & Stratton because they're reliable. I've got one out in the garage. I got to tell you, I love it. And they're inexpensive to repair. So while Honda makes a great motor, and there's going to be people that are listening to this, people who own Honda mowers or own mowers with Honda motors on them, they're going to tell me I'm nuts. My friend that just bought one is going to tell me that I'm nuts. But I'm telling you, on the long haul, on the very long haul, I go with Briggs & Stratton. Nice American company, you know, made by American people, and it just seems to work. And it works a long time. So that is good. There are other Japanese mowers or motors out there. My old Toro mower had a Japanese motor. It was not a Honda. It had a Japanese motor on it. I forget the name of it, but it lasted and lasted and lasted. And I said, okay, that's good. I went with that. You know, that's not what wore out when that mower died finally. You know, the mower just wore out. But, you know, when I bought the Murray, it had the Briggs & Stratton, and I'm very happy with it. I will always own Briggs & Stratton. If I were doing this anything commercial now, it would be Briggs & Stratton. So I hope that answers your question. And, you know, that, again, it is my opinion. And opinions are like belly buttons. Everybody has one. You know, everybody has an opinion. But that is my opinion. As somebody who spent a bunch of money buying Honda motors because I thought they were the best, and then finding myself going back. You know, my old boss, Jack Hitch was his name, obviously was smarter than me because he used the Briggs & Stratton, and it worked for him. Yeah, it just did. Got a question for me? MichaelCrose@gmail.com. That's MichaelCrose, C-R-O-S-E, @gmail.com. You can just go right on there and ask me a question. People do every week. It's amazing. It's just totally bizarre. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, how are you doing? Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. Sitting with me in the studio for the first time in, I don't know, 20-some years, is my favorite ex-wife. Yes, there are three ex-wives. You all know that. This is ex-wife number two. You've been on the show before, haven't you?
Yes.
Could you say yes and maybe a couple more words?
Yes, I've been on the show before.
It's been a while. Anyway, the question has been coming up as we get into spring about hanging baskets. And I remember when I was married to you, you used to do hanging baskets. Like, remember the house in Tarpon? You had hanging baskets all across the front.
Yeah, I just did baskets now.
Did you really?
Yes.
Over at your house?
Yes, I did. I used impatience, New Guinean patience.
All right, let me ask you this. You bought plastic baskets, and then you put the plants in, correct?
Yes, I did.
All right. Now, what kind of soil medium did you grow in?
I always use Miracle-Gro because it has 3 months of fertilizer in it with it.
So you're using the Miracle-Gro soil?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't say yes until I put the microphone in front of your face.
Yes.
All right. Now, you set these things up, and then you hang them, and I'm sure you're hanging them. Are you hanging them in your back lanai, or are you putting them in the front of your house?
I have them in both areas.
And what I like about hanging baskets, and what I remember about you doing with hanging baskets all the time, is you used to have a nice little wand that you watered them with, and the water just drips right down and comes out.
Yes, that's what I use. I use a hose with some different settings on it so I don't hurt the plants or the soil.
Now, you're using impatience this time. At which lots of color this time of year. Looks very, very nice. I remember you doing periwinkles. Do you remember that?
Yes, but I don't do periwinkles at this time. I just keep it simple. I use all just New Guinean patients because they could take the sun.
That they can, but, you know, that they do take the sun very, very well. Now, what kind of fertilizer do you use? You get 3 months' worth of fertilizer with that soil. Do you use a granule fertilizer, or are you using a liquid fertilizer?
I use both. I use Miracle-Gro fertilizer, and I also use Osmocote.
Osmocote. Osmocote is the granule fertilizer that you work into the soil.
It's encapsulated.
So it releases slowly over a period of time. The Miracle-Gro is a 15-30-15, and that middle number, let's see, you were once my horticulture student. That middle number, that, you know, 30, or I'm sorry, 15-30-15, that middle number is what?
I believe it to be phosphate.
Yes, that's good. And that develops fibrous roots. And fibrous roots develop what?
Healthy plants.
Yes, but, you know, with your impatience, it develops
larger growth, bigger.
I failed as a teacher.
I guess you did.
Blooms. Hairy, fibrous roots produce, you get all the natural nutrients plus the phosphorus.
Yes, you're right. Phosphorus is for the blooms. You're right. I didn't know what you meant.
That is correct. All right.
Specific enough, Michael.
Come on. You're my favorite ex-wife. Be very, very nice to me.
I am. I'm nice to you.
You are. You're the nicest ex-wife that I have. And I produce no children with you.
Yes, that's true.
Freaky. Oh, well, what can I say? But all right, and I thank you very much for coming in here and sharing that with me now.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
All right, now go do my dishes and my laundry, and I want you to darn my socks.
Darn those socks. Darn.
You never darned my socks when we were married.
No, I didn't. Nor will I now.
I don't even know what that means. Fixing my socks. You know what I do? I go on Amazon and I buy new ones. You know, that's what I do. Well, I thank Diane for sharing that. And she's using the Miracle-Gro potting soil. I don't know if that's available nationwide. I think that it is. It is a good potting soil because it does, I believe it has Osmocote in it already. But do not rely on that. It has the 3 months worth of juice in it, as we say, with the nutrients. But it also has a lot of microbes and things like that. They do a pretty good job on their soil production. But you're going to need to supplement. And if you're doing something flowering, like she did and like she used to do with the periwinkles, I wish she did periwinkles again because they always looked really nice. But now she's doing the impatiens. But, you know, the Miracle-Gro is going to be good for blooming things. If you're doing just green things, a lot of people do pothos. And yeah, that is green. You don't want to use the Miracle-Gro on those kind of hanging baskets. You know, they'll do the pothos with it just hanging down low, and it looks really nice, but that's all green. The Miracle-Gro is not going to make that ideal. I like the Peters 20-20-20 is what I like, just regular Peters 20-20-20. And I use it at half rate. When I water about, I don't know, every third time that you water, you add the 20-20-20, and it's going to make those greens stick out and do really, really well on hanging baskets. Hanging baskets are fun this time of year, makes the house looks really good. I should go over to her house and look. I see she comes over here, but I don't go over there. I need to go over there and look at her hanging baskets. Yes, look at her hanging baskets and check that out. I think it would be good, and I think I would enjoy that. But, you know, what do I know? And let's see, another question that has popped out this week came to me from my cousin in Michigan this week, who had asked me a few weeks ago if it was a good time to start fertilizing, and I mistakenly said yes. You know, I'm figuring April 1st, it was a good time to start fertilizing in Michigan. Well, guess what? It snowed there. They've had lots of snow. They're supposed to get snow. I'm recording this on Thursday. They're supposed to get snow today up there. And, you know, people have fertilized already. My cousin has fertilized already. Commercial lawn care companies have gone out and fertilized, and now it's there's snow. And the question is now, what does that do? Well, let me be honest with you. It isn't going to hurt you, but it isn't going to help you, because what's going to happen is the nitrogen aspect of the fertilizer is going to become basically inactive. It is going to volatilize, and as it volatilizes, that means it will not be available to the soil to get into the plants, you know, into the root zone to do what it needs to do. So you're going to need to do another fertilization. And if you are in Michigan or Indiana or anywhere up in that area, and you're asking me when that is, you know, it's crazy. You should have been able to do that by now. So when you're reasonably sure it's not going to snow anymore, and the next thing I would say is when you see new growth, when you see growth coming out, then it would be a good time to put the fertilizer down. That's when it would work. So that is what I would do, is that. So just, you know, go with that. I hope that helps you. Now, another question that has popped up this week, let me make this little adjustment, has to do with apple production. And I got this, believe it or not from Michigan. I would have thought this would have come in from Michigan. It actually came in from Wisconsin,
from a listener in Wisconsin, and they just bought some property that has five apple trees, and spring is coming, and they're, you know, waiting for the apples to set, and what kind of fertilizers should they use? There are a lot of fruit tree fertilizers. Here's, and I'm not going to name a brand name because I don't know what is available in Wisconsin, but with any type of fruit, here's what you want to look for. You don't want a high nitrogen. A 4-6-8, you know, look for the numbers on the bag of fertilizer. Look for a fruit tree fertilizer that has 4-6-8 or something careful, you know, close to that. The 4 is the nitrogen. It's kind of low. It's going to give you some growth. The 6 is the phosphorus, which Diane and I were just talking about a few moments ago. I had to pull it out of her that it's good for the blooming to get the fruit to set. And then the 8 is the potassium. And what's most important when we talk about apple production or any fruit production is building strength into the plant. And that's what you need that potassium for. But now, more importantly than any of that, when you buy a fertilizer for your fruit trees, what you want to look for on the label, you're going to see the macronutrients, those three numbers that I just talked about. But underneath that, you're going to see, you look for it, and if it's not there, don't buy it. But look for something called Statement of Secondary Nutrients. Those are the minor elements, the zinc, the copper, the iron, the sulfur, the molybdenum, all of those things. You need a good micronutrient mix to grow good fruit trees where the taste of the fruit is going to be really good. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
And in keeping with long tradition, this segment of the radio show probably won't be much about gardening. No, it's going to be about radio. Did you know it has been 30 years since I started doing a nationally syndicated talk show right here in your house or in your car or wherever you are? And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that today because it's been an interesting week or so. How many of you used to listen to Art Bell late at night? I knew Art Bell. He passed away this week. Gone. Bless his heart. How many of you listened to NPR? Remember Carl Kasell? He was a news reporter there for years and years. Also a game show host there. He passed away this week. Ken Dolan of the Dolans, him and his wife Dorian, used to do this show on WOR, and it was syndicated all over the country. The Dolans doing financial advice. I met them at an NAB convention. Wonderful people. Wonderful people. Just all kinds of people. It's just been somewhat of a sad week, I have to tell you. And then now the next person that I need to talk about that passed away this week that affects me, because it was 30 years ago when a gentleman that, you know, I had heard on the radio for years brought me into this business on a national scale. He, you know, I used to do fill-in work for my buddy Stan DeFritis, who had a local garden show. And I used to listen to this guy that I'm about to talk about on the radio all the time. He worked at WFLA locally here. He had a really good talk show, really, really, really good talk show. Then he started a radio network. And some of you will know who I'm talking about. Some of you will.
We'll help you survive. This thing called life, we're for the people. Whatever
Yep, that's right. Chuck Harder. Or the For the People radio show. Man, that goes back. He had a network in Tampa called the Sun Radio Network, actually. Then he had this show, For the People, on it. And it started off talking about businesses. If you were having a problem with a local business, you went on Chuck's show, and he would help you out. He was right there for you. He would call the local business on the phone and say, hey, these folks are having a problem with you. You know, you're going to fix this. Sold them bad tires. Whatever it was, he did that. The show took off, was nationally syndicated by Chuck on his Sun Radio Network. Well, 30 years ago, I was filling in for Stan Freitas. I got the call from one of his people and said, hey, want to do a national radio show? And I said, what? A national radio show? Really? Come on over. You know, we'll talk. I went over there and listened to the whole spiel. I got to meet Chuck. Chuck was just a wonderful guy. Just a, you know, big ball of fur, wonderful guy. Met his wife, Diane. Salt of the earth people. And yeah, met the guy that was the head of the network, a gentleman by the name of Keith Leach. Great guy. Great guy. And the next thing you know, I have a national radio show. Now, when I used to fill in on the local show, it was a very popular local show. As soon as I walked into the studio, the phone lines were lit up. Well, I figured it was going to be the same thing over there. I walked into a studio and they said, oh, you've got 20 radio stations. I said, 20? They said, yep, you got 2 hours worth of radio. And I went in there, and they were stations that were about as big as my small bedroom. I did 2 hours with no calls. And when I was done on that first show, I had to talk for 2 hours, which, by the way, now I can do, you know, very easily. But back then, you know, it was horrible. When I was done, Chuck walked out and said, you did great. You did fantastic. And he sat down with me and he gave me all kinds of pointers about how to, you know, he says, and by the way, he says, this is a small network now. These are small stations. We're going to grow and we're going to be doing different things. He says, I'm getting away from, you know, what we were doing as far as the consumer affairs, and we're moving into helping people in a bigger way. But back then, I got to tell you, he was helping people. If you had bad credit, he had a book that he wrote on credit repair, and people bought it. People bought it right there, you know, off from the network. It helped support the network. But then he got involved not only in that, but in governmental things, taxes. He got involved with just all kinds of things that helped normal, everyday people. He built that network up, the Sun Radio Network, and eventually sold that network to a group out of Wisconsin because it was just getting too much for him. So this group came in out of Wisconsin, bought it. Chuck moved up to a small coastal town and started doing the show from his house. And he didn't get along with the new owners, and pretty soon he was gone, just like that. I stayed with the new owners. I mean, you know, that's what I did. But Chuck immediately started the People's Radio Network and started broadcasting again. And all he was doing was his show. And then he had this dream. He went up to White Springs, Florida, and he saw this hotel up there called the Telford Hotel, the historic Telford Hotel. He bought it, and he started the People's Radio Network up there. One day, I get a phone call, and it says, hey, are you still happy working at the Sun Radio Network? And I really wasn't. And they said, well, why don't you come up here and do a show? I said, because you're 210 miles away. Chuck says, no problem. He says, we got a guy named Blinky. He's going to come to your house, and he's going to set up a studio in your house. And sure enough, Blinky shows up at the house and sets up a radio studio in my house. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at a picture. I have a picture right here of that original studio where I was at the house in Clearwater. Now, we'd go up to the hotel and broadcast for a while on the weekends at the Telford Hotel, but then broadcast from there. Chuck had the People's Radio Network, eventually sold that off to the UAW. Things didn't work out for him there. They got rid of him. He then waited a while, started up the People's Radio Network again and called me up. Of course I went. Hey, you know, in later years, he found himself in a nursing home. His wife had passed away. And sadly, this week, he passed away. Chuck Carter, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. From myself and all of you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.